just have to get the energy in the body.
Right.
You just have to get it into the unit. So it doesn't matter. We've done kids with G-tubes. We've done adults. If you're seeing intense cancer patients, some of them may not be able to have oral nutrition or anything, and they already have a G-tube going in. You can put it right in there. As long as it gets in the body, it doesn't matter. The rules aren't there with energy medicine, with these energetics, like there are with homeopathy, where it's got to have the brain stimulation, the sublingual. It just has to be inside the unit somewhere by whatever method. So combining it, whatever works, it all works. Mm-hmm. It all works.
Can we use these drops in food?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Put it in juice, water.
But it's very easy to dose animals. You just drop in their food, you know, if they're eating.
Yeah.
But in my case, most of the time I use the product in Tahitian noni juice, so I have no problem at all.
Yeah.
I just draw the...
use whatever carrier you want to use with it. And it really doesn't... Someone that had mentioned earlier about using it with homeopathic and potentiating homeopathic formulas, it does not disturb the effect of homeopathics.
Right.
That has not been my observation in any way. I mean, you can put them in together in the same water. It does not change the homeopathic resonant frequency.